Good morning, good people. It is 30th September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Jerome, priest and doctor of the church, a saint who put the Bible-centered prayer life and wanted to present the most accurate version of the Bible. Through his wisdom and scholarship, he was able to have a balance between spirituality and austerity. The readings are from Job chapter 9 verses 1 to 16 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 9 verse 57 to 62. God is the judge and the court. God renders justice in God's wisdom and timing. It is easy to lose patience with God and we do not see the way God acts. Even if we complain against God, God alone is going to hear our complaints. Though I am innocent, I cannot answer him. I must appeal for my mercy to my accuser. Job chapter 9 verse 15. When we feel punished by God, we want to prove our innocence before others. The suffering and pain of the good people are not going unnoticed by God. Patience teaches us by time that God is never wrong. We do not need to comprehend everything in order to be faithful and loving God. Job teaches us all a lesson to be humble when we do not see a way out during a crisis, pain, and suffering. The responsorial psalm intercedes, "Let my prayer come before you, Lord." Psalm 88, verse 2. The gospel reflects the need to respond to the call of Jesus in truthfulness without any personal strings and sensations attached. During this pandemic time, Jesus calls each one of us to follow him in serving the suffering humanity. Some of us are choking due to our own struggles in dealing with our issues, like that of the men who could not answer the call of Jesus in time Jesus wanted them. Jesus wants us to follow him, placing all our hope and leaving everything that troubles us, leaving our emotional attachment to places, people, and events of life. Once the hand is laid on the plow, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9 verse 62. Let us give Jesus the best we have. May you have a good day. God bless you.